do you have reason for hope that the environment will change, that relationships with neighboring countries will normalize?
Right.
And what steps are being taken in that direction?
Well, I think in order to put things in perspective, I think that my grandparents will change places with me in a heartbeat. The problems that they faced are much greater than we face today. But yes, the area is very dynamic. There are many changes happening. There is a turmoil that has captured the whole Middle East. What the result of that turmoil is that many Arab countries now understand that radical Islam is moving from country to country and destroying it from the inside. And they start to look at Israel not as their problem, but also maybe as a solution to their problem.
In what way?
Counterterrorism, expertise, sharing intelligence, but also more daily things like food security. Israel is a leading country when it comes to agricultural, to technologies in water and food production and so many other things. Israel can be a contributor, a positive force when it comes to medicine, public health, helping to raise the life expectancy rank in those countries. Israeli doctors are going now and training others on new technologies and new techniques. We have a website, just Google Israeli consulate in San Francisco and it will direct you to our website, their connections, email, whatever you want. It's easy to connect with us. And we're happy to connect with people who think that they want to have more relationship with us.